2-0 down, it seemed to spur you into life, but of course it was a bit late by then, unfortunately.
Yeah, especially against teams like that, it's going to be too late. Although I do feel if we did get one goal, it would have been, you know, a lot of pressure on them, and we just couldn't find that goal. But I think we can take a lot of confidence from the way we did perform, especially in the second half. But if I have to analyse it completely, I would say it was a bit of a disappointing day for the way we started.
Yeah, the manager said he didn't quite stick to your game plan in the first sort of half hour or so. What do you think that was down to?
I think it's down to their quality, and probably I wouldn't say the lads didn't listen, because we did. It was just the way they played. They're top quality players. We probably wasn't as confident in ourselves as much as we should have been. We probably give them a little bit too much respect, but the manager gave us a game plan. Unfortunately, we didn't execute it as well as we could have. And I felt in the second half we tried to do that better, and we performed better for it.
How did you view the goals? Because obviously to concede two so quickly back to back was obviously a huge blow at the time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a killer blow. I think we probably was concentrating on the disappointment really of the first goal. From the cross to the knockback really was both disappointed that we didn't get first contact, and then obviously the second contact. I can't even remember really the second goal. It was happened so quick. But yeah, it's always disappointing to concede, but to concede so quickly was a bit of a blow.
But then to credit you guys, you came out, particularly second half. I mean, in the first half, you had a chance that you must have thought was heading for the top corner, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great save. But that just, sums up, sums up Arsenal from, their keeper to their front man. They've got world-class players, and, you do have to respect that after the game. Before and during it, you have to try and treat them like any other team. But when you, really look at the team we're playing today, it was a team for the world-class players.
Although you couldn't hit the target and maybe work check enough today as a team, but you created the openings. That must give you some positivity anyway.
Yeah, it does. I think the stats, back us up for the game. We had more shots and more possession, and there's not many teams that do that against Arsenal. So as I say, confidence-wise, we have to try and take as much as we can out of it. And, this week, if you give us 3 points before the week, I'm sure every player and every fan would have took that.
Mm. You've played Arsenal twice in quick succession. You've lost 2-0 both times. But have you felt the gap has narrowed even in the 6 weeks that you played them last?
I think so, yeah. I think, we, especially second half, we were completely dominant and by far the better side. I felt we looked defensively strong in the second half as well, whereas at their place, the counter was always there. It was always a strength of theirs, and it looked like they could score at any minute when we played them at their place. But today, as I say, I felt we was a lot better by the first 25, 35 minutes. And I say that we lads can take confidence from it.
Is this now you've sort of got that game out of the way, is this a big spell coming up? Because everyone's talked about your last seven games, and some of the teams like Arsenal you've got to play then. The next seven have got some Stokes and some Watfords and teams like that in there. Are you looking at this next sort of 6 weeks as particularly crucial?
I think we are, yeah. Even if we didn't have them fixtures at the end, it would be similar. We want to try and get points on the board as quick as possible. Safety is our number one goal, and the only way we're going to do that is picking up points, and the sooner we do that, the better. One thing I'll say is that even if we don't get a few positive results, confidence wise won't be knocked. I personally believe Arsenal will win the league, and I think they're probably the best team in the league. So there's not too many disappointments today, and we can go into the Stoke game for the confidence.
And how would you describe just finally the Premier League at the minute, when you see Leicester win 3-1 at Man City and go 5 points clear at the top of the table? I mean, it's a bonkers league, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, I think this year it is. It's not really been, from my lifetime, can't remember a season like this. Fair play to Leicester. I think there's not been one person that I haven't expected them to slip up, but they've been really, really good, and they deserve where they are. I don't want to be the one that says they're not winning the league, but as I said, I personally think Arsenal are the best team in the league, and I think it's theirs if they want it.
And just finally, you've got a couple of players coming back now. Obviously, Tommy's coming back from his injury. Junior's come back as well. Joshua's come back. All of a sudden, when you look at the bench now, the options look as strong on the bench as they have been for quite a few weeks.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be key for the next 13 games. It's always going to be a season where we had to use a squad, and we had to have a strong squad in depth. And I think the manager's made some really good signings in the summer and in January, and I think we've got a real good opportunity to achieve our goal, which is to stay in the Premier League. And as I say, with the additions that we've got, I feel really confident we can do it.